Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchman, Michael Espinoza, and Lawrence Birch are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show. Every time, right?
That jingle.
This cracks you up, doesn't it?
I hope we didn't pay too much money for that.
What are you talking about? That was quality. Very quality. Well,
we went to a Hollywood professional to get that done.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an ongoing fee. You have to pay residuals. Once we get picked up by the major networks, that artist is
right.
Going to see their name and lights on every Broadway and stage and theater in Europe, you know, all around the world.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Lawrence.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I'm excited for today's show. I've been looking forward to it all week.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. It's always great.
Take calls, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on this week.
Oh, my gosh.
The last few weeks.
It's just been building. Yeah.
I know. A lot of fear out there. A lot of panic.
Yeah.
Although I have been kind of feeling a shift in the energy. I don't feel it so heightened anymore, the fear and the panic. It feels like it's calmed down a little bit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? Have you felt the difference?
Well, I have felt a difference. And I guess, you know, what I've felt is a few different things. You know, I think I told you when I first drove down here from the Northwest, I descended into the LA basin. Maybe I mentioned this, maybe I didn't. And I just felt this wave of fear hit me, you know, like 3 weeks ago when I first got here. And it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
It went right to my solar plexus. And I was just like, oh my God, you know?
Because
I think that was right about when people were really starting to go, you know, what the hell is happening?
Mm-hmm.
Now what I get is this place of like, it's kind of a weird, you know, it's sort of like eye in the storm, I guess. That's what I've been picking up on. Like people that are following this from a factual place are concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they at this point, they've done what they feel they can to prepare themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, they're not in that fear place anymore. It's more like an apprehension, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
You know. Maybe worry, but I think there's also a group of people that are still in denial, and I've interacted with some of them directly, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going to happen with those folks when things really show up, because they haven't prepared, you know, they're kind of in denial, and every family's got it like that, you know, and I've heard stories from my friends this week, and it's just been like, okay, you know, here we go.
Yeah. It's like, how can you be in denial about anything that's taking place right now?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't either.
But,
I don't either.
Huh?
I don't either. I don't. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, today we're today we're going to take calls. So, you ready, sir?
I am ready, man. You're in charge. You're the pilot. I'm the co-pilot. I'm the navigator.
Thank you. Did you buckle up?
Dude, I am so secure in the ride today. The Psychic Funhouse is just trembling with excitement.
All right. Well, here we have a caller. Let's see. I'll take area code 302. Hello, 302. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello. Hey, caller. Tell us your name and where you're from.
My name's Bobby. I'm from Delaware.
Oh, nice. East Coast.
Hi, Bobby.
I was just wondering if I had any messages or anything like that.
In regards to what? Is there anything specific you want to know?
From a loved one.
Michael, you want to handle it?
Let's see. All right. I do pick up a male figure, and the gentleman seems to be older than you. I am, it kind of feels like he's a father figure.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. This does feel like your father. And he keeps showing me, like one of the things he's showing me right now is a truck. Did he hunt? I see like a gun, a rifle.
No, he didn't hunt, no.
Did he have a gun or a rifle?
He has a couple guns.
Okay. I was assuming he hunted because of the guns. Yeah. Okay. Did he have a truck?
Yes, he had a couple trucks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He wants you to know that he loves you very much.
Okay.
And that he's been around you. And
okay.
Then he shows me, it feels like the woods, like a wooded area. Did he live kind of in an area with a lot of woods around? Or do you know what that is?
Not really, no.
And he's showing me there's a trailer there in the woods. Do you know what that is?
There used to be more woods around where we live at.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? It's hard to understand. Hear you.
There used to be more woods where we live at, but they cut a lot of it.
Let's see. All right. He's kind of quiet, too. Was he a man of few words?
Sometimes, I guess. You would say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He doesn't talk a lot. Hold on. What's your father's name?
Do I have to reveal that?
Well, no, you don't have to, if you don't want to. Because I've been asking him to talk more. Is he just kind of standing here and he's not saying much? One of the things he's saying now is that he taught you right growing up. And that he did his best in raising you.
Okay.
Are those yours? You have children now, correct?
Yeah, I have four.
Okay. Because he's mentioning that because he's saying you're a good father.
Okay.
To your kids. And he's also saying, too, that he was a good father and he was a good husband. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he say anything about one of my children in general?
Let me see. No. The thing that I get with your father, it's like, you know, like he just said, like he raised you right. And it's, he doesn't want to interfere with how you're raising your children. That he raised you right and taught you everything he knows. And so you'll do a good job.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, that's kind of funny because my children are already almost grown.
Uh-huh. But they're still correct?
I really don't have any raising to do because my children are already grown.
Right, but they're still your children, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so he didn't offer any advice to you, right? Because they're already grown. Yeah. All right. Lawrence, do you have anything to offer?
Well, I guess, you know, what I'm picking up on from what Michael was saying and just what I'm getting from you, Bobby, is that there's some conflict. I would even maybe describe it as anger between you and your dad. I don't know if it's still there for you or if it's coming from you.
No, there's no anger. You just really want to know the truth? I just don't believe you. That's all. I just don't believe you. There's no anger. There's never been no anger between me and my father. I just don't believe you.
Okay. All right. And you don't believe me or Michael, and why is that?
I just don't. I just called in to just to do this is all. I really don't believe in anything.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you find out what you wanted or needed?
No, I did not. Actually, honestly and truthfully, no, I did not.
And why is that, do you suppose?
Because there was something specific I was looking for, and it's not from that person.
I'm not sure what you mean. Huh? Not from that person? What do you mean, not from that person?
Just simply that.
It should, you know, there's...
It should have been someone else.
Yeah.
Is there somebody there with you, talking to you? I'm hearing a couple of voices.
Yeah.
Like,
there's somebody sitting here with me.
So you okay, so just so I understand where you're coming from, Bobby. So you called in and you had something specific you wanted to find out about your dad. Is that what you mean?
Not my dad. It wasn't about my dad in general at all. It was just
somebody
else.
It was just about a person. I see. And so what Michael's saying is he thought it was your dad coming through, and this is not at all how you see your father or something. Is that right?
No, it wasn't even about my father at all. I didn't.
Right.
I didn't know anything about my father. It was just somebody else I wanted to know about.
Right. But what I'm saying is, whatever information Michael was getting, and he interpreted as maybe coming from your father, that wasn't accurate. And also, you wanted information about somebody else. That's really who you were hoping to have some knowledge about or contact with or information. Is that right, at least?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that I can say is we cannot control those on the other side. We can't.
That's true.
And whoever comes through, they just come through. And so whether you knew your father or not, he showed up. And this is what he had to convey to you. And, you know, if you don't believe it, that's fine. You don't have to. But, to give you a message.
So I had a question, sorry to interrupt, Michael. Do you want to still find out information about the specific person you were hoping to find out about?
No, I'm fine. No,
okay.
I'm fine. I'm
okay.
Fine.
All righty. Thanks for calling, Bobby. I'm sorry this was not what you wanted.
Yeah.
Good luck, though. Well, I really hope you get what you need.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
you ready for the last one?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is actually a good point here. We can talk about this just briefly. You know,
yeah, go ahead.
You know, a lot of the time, like, you know, Bobby said he didn't want to speak to somebody specifically, right? He was open. And
well, he started off with an agenda and he didn't tell us. So that always jinxes things.
Right.
That's where I'm coming from.
Right. Right. Yeah. But also he conveyed he didn't want to speak with anybody specific. So number one, that was right, except he did. And number two, then he lied about it.
Correct.
And then also number three, I think the biggest part of this is we can't control those on the other side, those people on the other side, the spirits. We can't. And sometimes, you know, clients will come to me for a reading. Most of the time, you know, they have a specific person they want to speak with.
Mm-hmm.
And that person usually comes through. And in some cases, they don't come through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit will show up. Their guides will show up. Or like this with Bobby, you know, his father came through. Whether he knew his father or not, that does not matter, you know.
Right.
His father knows who he is. And he wanted to convey this information. And so, you know.
Well, it's at that place with people where they're either ready or they're not, you know. And if they're not ready, then this is often what happens. We get, you know, conflict or, you know, him accusing us, you know, not believing us, all this other stuff. And, you know, they want to make it about us when we're just transferring information. We have nothing to do. Our personalities, none of it has anything to do with it. We're just a bridge. So...
Right.
You know, either
exactly.
It's useful information and they can take with it what they want or or they don't. And, you know, either, you know, he wasn't ready or who knows what went on. But, when people already come to us with an agenda, that already creates difficulty in connection and transmission. And people don't want to take responsibility for that. But that's half of the process right there. You know, I'm not saying you can't come in and be skeptical. But if you're not being authentic with us, then you're not going to be honest until, you know, you feel like you're disappointed. And then you try to give us this gotcha kind of attitude. It's like, dude, like, why are you even taking up time? There are people here who really could use some services. You know, if you want to play that game, fine. But you and I know we don't play that. We just don't. And right now, with everything that's going on, we especially don't have time for that. So,
yeah.
but that's his thing. So.
All right. Yeah. All right. You ready for the next caller?
I am so ready, Michael.
Okay, callers, let's be authentic and no hidden agendas, please. All right, caller 404, you are on. 404.
Welcome to Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, 404.
Going once, going twice, going chicken soup with rice.
Somebody there? All right, we'll try you again.
They could just be listening.
Maybe they're on a bathroom break. All right, so we'll go to the next caller. Caller 760.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call. And this is the first time I'm hearing your show.
Oh, great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would like to ask a question about the energy around my career, finances at this point, moving forward for within the next 3 months.
Hey, caller, before we do that, can we find out a name and where you're from? Do you mind sharing that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Sure. Great. Okay, Jeanette.
Jeanette, nice. How do you spell that?
Jeanette.
Okay, got it right. Yay. And
where are you from?
Yeah.
California.
Uh-huh. Cali girl. All right.
All right. Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you wanted some career info. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Whether it be, what kind of opportunities to get me back on track and when I say back on track, I'm actually hoping to, I've got a clean slate right now. I'm hoping actually to get into an even higher frequency energetically with my career.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Michael, you want to let me take this one first, or are you going to?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
We'll kind of tag you. Yeah. I guess what I see, Jeanette, is it's a pretty common conflict with people. It's not so much about safety. I guess it's about do you really want to follow what you feel called to do, or do you really want to do what you know is not safe, but I guess kind of proven? And so you've got a decision tree to make, which is, what is going to be the best path for you to take that's going to bring you, I guess, the most success. What I get is you've got a ton of experience in maybe more than one field, like multiple fields. In some ways, you're overqualified for some of the stuff you've applied for. And there's this weird sort of thing where you're in a position where you should be way more advanced than you are. And I guess the phrase that comes up, and it seems kind of judgmental, but it's not, as pearls before swine. It's like you have so much to offer, and the right position or employer or something just hasn't been able to see you for who you are and really take advantage of that. And I mean, in a good way, where you're in a partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this built up frustration with, like, why don't I get, why don't I have the opportunity, or why am I not where I know I could be and I need to be? Because it's not a confidence issue with you about your career. It's more like a connection thing. And I think that's really needs to be brokered for you. Like, you need to make these connections happen so you can finally, fully manifest or fully express, really, because you're a spiritual person, what you're called to do here on the planet, without getting too trippy. So that's the solution that's trying to manifest. And I get the sense in a way, either feel like it's out of your hands or it's out of your hands right now. And I guess, you can look at that two different ways, right? You can feel like, oh, well, I have no control over it, which is actually pretty true. Or you can say, well, you know what? That means that frees me to really work on what's important to me right now in the next few weeks and months. right?
Right.
I think you're exactly right to be concerned about this. I don't want you to get into the worry part of it that everybody's feeling right now just because it's in the air. So if you can pull back from that, I'm not saying you're never going to have this moment because we all are, but I really feel like you're taken care of. You're so taken care of. You've got this huge bank of karma. Like I can see it where you've done so much for other people that you're going to be able to draw on that. Big breath. Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Sigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about that sigh. What happened for you that made you do that?
Well, you know, I mean, it just like immediately hit me in the heart when you said
that's good.
I have this huge bank of karma for helping so many people.
Oh, you do. You do. You're a giver. Big, big giver. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. I am more about wanting to make the connections that will actually, you know, magnetize the right people to bring me the right situations.
I love that word.
Involved in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
My soul's calling.
Good. You've done your work.
Yeah, and I am definitely, that's why I said a clean slate, because I do feel, and I am choosing to see that as the truth, that I have a white board right now. It is beautiful white
board. Yeah, powerful.
Gets to be at the backdrop for something really pure and fulfilling. And almost angelic, you know, I mean,
it's
where I feel protected and I feel that I'm with my kindred spirits and I'm doing my life's calling and, you know, it's time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, Michael, do you have something coming up or?
One of the things I'm hearing is this is actually a really good time for you to, it's almost kind of step back and take a breath and just kind of relax into this space right now and do a lot of journaling and soul searching and looking to what you do want to do, right? Instead of just really getting out there and trying to find the next thing. And so this is a really good space for you to do that. And I think if you do that, whatever you need to do next will come forward. Because I get that there are maybe two or three things you're really thinking about that are you're feeling called towards. And so it's, you know, it's a really good time to kind of, you know, ruminate over them a little bit. And instead of just jumping into one or two of them, you know, just really kind of think about how you want to approach them. And also make it your own.
Yeah, I'm definitely in that process, yes.
So then that spirit confirming this. That this is actually a great place for you to be. Yeah.
Good.
It's interesting. A lot of clients are in this space right now, right? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And all that fear and spirit's just saying, just relax. Just figure out what you want to do, where you want to go next. You have the time right now in the space. Use this time.
I agree. I definitely keep getting that same message. And I actually felt a sense of calm when the last thing went by the wayside and I just didn't react with fear.
Good job. Good job.
So I'm
called to ask you a question. Can I do that?
Sure.
What is it that, you know, and I really want to hear your vision because you're a great vision person, like you see stuff. What is it, when I ask you this, what makes you happy? Like really like joy just bursting out of every pore. When I say that, what comes up for you? What do you see? What do you feel?
There's a couple of things. I would say beauty and that includes the visual. I'm such a visual person. And believe it or not, entertainment.
Oh, I believe it. Okay. So here's my prescription for you. Drill down into those two subjects because they could be really broad in general, but you have some specific things that need to manifest between now and I'll just call it your next process that you're going to get involved in. This is a time, you know, like Michael was alluding to, where it's actually a real gift if you can see it that way, right? Because crisis also means opportunity. That's the from the Chinese, right? That's their character for crisis. It also means opportunity. So you have an opportunity to really get very specific, very, very directed and focused into the beauty that you need to manifest for yourself and for others, and the entertainment that you need to be involved with for yourself and others, because you're going to be of service, right? That's the whole thing that is coming to a real fruition for you. So give yourself that time, like Michael was saying, you know, spend some time, you know, breathing, staying in that calm place. I love that you were able to do that, because that's, you're like a focal point for other people who are going to be able to draw on that from you, right? Like everybody's radiating so much intense emotion right now. And somebody like yourself who's done your whole work and who's able to be grounded and able to be, you know, in process with, you know, whatever you do, meditation or whatever brings you to yourself, right? So you don't lose that. That's really going to be a part of the process you're going to carry through, and it's going to carry you through for the next, you know, to the next stage, I guess, to say. Does any of that make sense?
Definitely. I really appreciate the reflection from both of you. I mean, it feels very, you know, very, very acknowledging and honoring to myself as I feel into that.
Super.
Yeah.
There's a couple things I want to add here. I'm sorry. Are you finished?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Michael. Yeah. Do your thing.
One of the things I was getting from you is you're very artistic and very creative. And so this is a big plus for you, and it kind of feels like that's the direction somewhere in there. And so they're saying to really explore that or go back to it or just connect to it even more if you're already connected. And the other thing they were showing me is that you draw on people, or people are drawn to you. It's almost like you're a leader, a visionary, and people really listen to you a lot. And so that is a really big plus for you.
Thank you.
And so you'll be able to use that to your advantage in the your next chapter.
Yeah, and I would just say that, you know, if you remember anything or take anything away from you know, your time with us today, it's, you need to not just give yourself permission, but you need to really demand that you speak truth to power at every opportunity, because you're a truth teller too. And that, I think that's your core leadership value. That's absolutely your core leadership value. Like, you cut through the bullshit, you cut through the chat, you get to the heart of things, because you're a sensing, a feeling person. And that's where your creativity, you know, that's where your creativity gets squashed, when you don't do that. But when you do it, it's like a cork popping off a champagne bottle, and everybody around you is like, oh my God, the party started. And they just, like Michael said, you're like catnip, and they just glom onto you. And it's like, and you feel good, because this is really when you're in the catbird seat, when you're really in your role. So give yourself permission, and don't just like ease up to it. Just dive right in. If you'll have all these opportunities here, it'll be like, okay, we got one here. This is the one. And they're going to work with you and through you. So you really, you're in a very critical position right now for where we're at with what's happening. So please make that happen. At every opportunity. I mean, with yourself, looking in the mirror, that's the first place to start. But everybody on the street, I don't care if they're a stranger. If spirit works for you and they have you walk over to somebody and say, you know what, you're full of shit, you get to do it. Same thing works with, hey, you know what, you're the most beautiful person in the world. Did anybody tell you that today? You know, it's the same thing, you know?
Oh, my God, that feels so liberating. And that
doesn't
feels,
it feel?
And oh my gosh, and it definitely drills down to my authenticity, which I think this reset is all about as well. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it is time to get back home. And in my own time with peace and quiet, and really really know that this is for me. This is like a yummy, mm-hmm. delicious opportunity to do
great
that.
Terms. Yeah. Great terms. I love how she speaks, Michael. Isn't that amazing? Like, she's got the best mm-hmm. vocabulary.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to give you a little...
Yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Okay.
I just want to give you a little clue.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. You got the floor.
Okay. So I just want to give you a little clue, both of you, that I actually, one of my big projects that I'm actually walking towards is to create a movie that does have very subtle but powerful, impactful messages, or will have powerful, impactful messages about truth to power as it relates to the soul.
What was that last part? Linked
to what?
The soul.
Oh, the soul. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
So you definitely nailed it.
We like when that happens. We like when
I
that happens.
I do.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to be affirmed.
Yeah.
Did you want to, that's beautiful. Did you want to say something else, Michael?
Oh, I was just going to ask her what you're doing or what you're planning on doing.
See, there you go.
And you said it.
Da-da-da.
I could feel it. Spirit was like, okay, it's time to say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's part of speaking with the powers. Like, this isn't just a dream anymore. It's now a goal, and you've taken on the responsibility to make it manifest, right? That's the big step.
Right.
It's like public now, like it's out there. Uh-oh. Now what?
I am no spring chicken, although I feel like one. And decades ago, I was downloaded with this truth well before anybody started talking about this truth.
Mm-hmm.
And any person was actually, you know, an author and started writing books about it. So it was well before that. And I kept it to myself. And then one day, 9 years ago, I got a download with the opening scene to a movie. And I said, what am I supposed to do with this?
Wow. Awesome.
Wow.
And then I realized, oh, I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because this is the opening scene to that download that I received many moons ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about gifts from spirit, right? They're this initiation process. So you went through this initiation, and now you've let it ferment, you know, and accumulate, and you know, you've worked on it consciously and unconsciously. And this is such an incredible time we're in right now, where people that are, you know, like yourself, in a position of, okay, what do I do next? I know there's something, but what is it? And then you've already got this package just ready to unwrap and open. And all you need to do now is take that risk and leap into it and just let yourself be carried wherever, you know, you're needed. And that's going to be the biggest connection that's going to happen for you, because you're going to align with your purpose so authentically that other people will naturally be attracted to that. I think you used the word magnetically, like, you know, that's really the beautiful thing about what you have been given, because it's not just empowering to you, and like you've carried this, you know, like a rose quartz crystal of an idea around for as long as you have. It's now this gift that you get to give to others, and others can be empowered by it. So beautiful stuff.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And what was your first name? I'm sorry.
Me?
Yes.
Lawrence, like Lawrence of Arabia.
Lawrence, okay. And Lawrence and Michael. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And we're
so
here.
Calling, Matt. Yeah.
We're on every Friday, 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell a friend.
To come back and visit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let us know how.
Thank you. Where are you guys from? Where are you?
Well, I'm from my mother. I think Michael was hatched, but don't tell him that.
Oh, okay. So that would be here on Earth.
I'm from Cali. I'm in Southern California.
Yeah.
Oh, you are, Michael. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I am looking for collaborators. So
if
you know of anyone who you think I would be interested in connecting with for this project, feel free to reach out. Or maybe next time when I call, you can share.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you for the offer. That's very generous of you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Well, I am excited to see what happens. So you have to call us back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let us know what happens.
I sure will.
And update us.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah,
right,
we always
take well,
care of people. So.
Yes. Be well. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Do good things.
Bye-bye. All right. Wow, that was a really great call.
Right?
Amazing,
contrast
right?
With our first caller, right? So interesting. Yeah.
And that's, I love that too when spirit does that, right?
Isn't it
sometimes
funny?
Sometimes you get some readings and they're off and I'm like, I'm not connecting. What's going on?
I know.
And then you get somebody like this and it's just like, no, you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I think we need the disconnects, right? We need people either as a palate cleanser or just to be like, oh, by the way, this is what's going to happen, you know, and that's okay. You know, I mean, I feel bad for people that do that and then they miss out on the opportunity. But like you said, not only can't we not control spirit, we can't control our clients either. They get to do what they want, you know,
right.
Within reason. I mean,
exactly.
Disrespect, that's where I draw the line, but you know, You don't have to partner with us. I mean, it's totally fine, dude. Like, do your thing. So, yeah, Jeanette was great. I hope she, well, she's going to have so much fun. Oh, my gosh. So much fun.
Yeah. Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You ready for the next caller, Laurence?
Line them up. Let's hit a home run.
All right. So, we're going to go back to 404 again, and we'll see if they are there.
Hello.
Oh, there we go.
404, what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Charlotte and I am from Alabama.
Oh, wow.
And I enjoyed your last caller. I really enjoyed her.
She was great, huh? What'd you like about her?
Wasn't she a great caller? Yeah.
Yes. And my question is, there's a person that is living with me at this time, well, staying with me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And this person has some issues that I've tried to help them with.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I can't help them. I'm just not sure I want to go through with the entire thing because I just don't know if they're going to get it. And
yeah.
I'm not being negative. Negative.
No, you're being
it's
real.
Just,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, Charlotte. When you see yourself engaging with a person to the level that you would need, to the commitment you'd have to make, how do you feel?
Like, this is too exhausting.
Well, then fuck it. Don't do it. Period. I'm serious. Right now, we don't have time to play games. And if you've got, you know, you've got somebody under your wing you're sheltering, that's enough.
That wasn't exactly the question. It's,
okay.
Because I'm already feeling like that. Really, I'm already feeling like that, and it's like, but I'm not gonna go through that part.
Okay.
The part I'm questioning is this person planning to move in with someone else? Are what are they doing? They is so many issues.
Did you ask them?
At one time I did, and they never really answered me.
Well, you need to ask them again and make sure they answer you. Like, don't take whatever word mouth answers. You know, this is the direct thing. Like, this is your opportunity to really also have your own kind of awakening in a sense. And this is a lesson that's being given you. So ask them directly and keep asking them until they actually answer, because that's really what you need to do. Like, Michael and I can't do that for you. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
And it's going to be okay. totally going to be okay.
Yeah, because I'm really on the point of wanting to tell them just go away.
I know you are. Like yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Is. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to see anyone homeless in this, especially in the conditions we are under at this point.
Well,
but for my safety and my peace of mind.
Well, I think we're all going to make a lot of hard choices right now. And it may seem like you're being selfish or cruel or, you know, whatever this person's going to respond with. But they have options, and you're not the best option for them, to be honest. It's not good for them either. And that's how I would go about framing it, you know, if you get pushback.
Oh, so you're saying they have somewhere else they can go to?
I would. Well, what I get is whoever this person is to you, that for you to let yourself be used like a lifeboat isn't okay for you, because it's going to pull you down with them. And whatever happens with them, you need to be really clear about not feeling responsible, because you've already done your part. Honestly.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't worry about, see, you can't engage on their level and be like, well, you know, if they come back at you and say, well, I don't have a place to go, which I don't really feel that's accurate, or whatever, to try to make you feel guilty. You know, you just have to stand firm and say, look, I can love you or whatever you feel for them. And I can, you know, do what I've done, but you know, this partnership isn't working. And it's not okay for you to continue to, you know, receive what I'm offering you without any reciprocity, and you're not able to do that, so you need to bounce.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. You need to
Somebody
bounce.
Else said
yeah.
that. How weird. I'm a carpenter tonight. How about that?
I get in here too.
Yeah, do it, Michael.
What I was getting at, too, with this person, I kind of feel that you're a stepping stone in this person's path, and that this is not a long-term arrangement for him. And I kind of get he is using you for resources. And there's not a big commitment on his part. So, and Spirit's saying it's important for you to really take care of yourself during this time.
Yeah.
And part of that is, you know, sometimes we have to end relationships, you know. Sometimes they're not forever. And if you need to take care of yourself during that relationship and end it, then that's what it requires, and that's what it needs to do. It might be difficult, but the outcome, you will feel much better.
Yes, I agree.
And the other thing is, if this person really truly cared about you, when you express the discomfort and all the other stuff that's going on with you because of this person's actions or lack of actions, if they really demonstrated care for you, they'd be like, you know what, my bad. I need to really, you know, relinquish this and give you back your space just for your own peace of mind and well-being. And that's what's going to happen, because they're not mature enough. But that's how you know they're not hitting the mark, when they can't express that kind of concern for your welfare and they only think about themselves. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah.
And also, too, he should have answered you.
Right.
When
exactly.
you asked him the question.
Yeah.
He should have been honest. And spoke to you freely at that moment.
You gave him the opportunity.
You know? Right? Yeah. And said either yes or no, or right now I just don't know and I need some time. Whatever.
Right.
Right?
Be honest.
And he was not.
He needs to go. That's the bottom line. He just needs to go.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. And actually, I have asked him to leave 2 times.
Oh.
And.
Beep, beep, beep.
And I'm like, right, I don't want
red light.
Right, exactly.
It's coming to the point where I'm like, do I have to call 911 to get rid of you?
Right.
Yeah. So I'll ask one more time, and then there's 911. I hate to do that, but
well,
I got to do what I got to do.
Don't let it get ugly, but stay in control. You're in control, right? Don't let the narrative get taken over by whatever bullshit he's going to throw at you, because it's not – he's not – I'm not going to give him a pass. He's not a really healthy person in a lot of ways, and, you know, but he still is enough of an adult that he needs to be responsible, and this is part of his lesson. You know, part of his lesson is, look, you can't just expect things and feel like you deserve something without taking care of other people besides yourself. So,
exactly.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
All right.
Because, yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Chuck. You're a beautiful person, man.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye now.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting. Yeah, what's interesting?
Yeah. When we get into relationships that are hard to let go of, and, you know, when we have sometimes warning signs that,
oh my God, right.
That we choose to either ignore or, you know, whatever that is, but, you know, that are hard to let go. And, you know, when we care about somebody, those are tough, you know, especially to if the relationship or the person is from a past life. And
are you getting that with
too,
her?
No, not on this one.
Okay.
But like a lot of my clients, you know, there's a lot of past life there.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really tough for them to let go of, those relationships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a history. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm. Well,
you ready for the next caller?
Line them up.
Probably
line
be
up.
Last caller.
Okay.
Line them up.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we're almost the ending here.
So
let's take. I know, right?
Yeah.
Let's
love
take caller. How about 856? Caller 856.
You are on
What's
air.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Laura from Jersey.
Hi, Laura. Jersey. I used to live there, Laura.
All right.
You did? What part?
I was in North Bergen, New Jersey, right by Hoboken.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm down in the south.
Hi.
Cherry Hill.
Okay.
Are you in the Pine Barrens?
Oh, you're in Cherry Hill?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, you know about the
I
Pine Barrens,
I have a friend down
too.
There.
You, the New Jersey devil lives there, so I've heard.
Yeah, so they say.
Cherry Hill. That's like a pretty place. I love cherries.
Right?
Yeah.
What
I had a friend who lived there.
Oh, you did? Oh, that's interesting, Michael.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her name was Melissa.
Oh, okay.
Did you know Melissa? Did you grow up there?
No, I'm not from around here originally.
Oh, okay. Okay.
From Pittsburgh.
All right.
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we help you, Melissa? Oh, no, you're not Melissa.
Some hidden issues there, huh?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Melissa, no tackle.
How can we help you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for work, and I had a Skype interview Tuesday, but I don't think I didn't get a good vibe from that. And I've had some recruiters putting me in for some remote work. And just wonder what you might pick up for me when you see me being able to get back to work, given what we're all going through right now and everybody's in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How long have you been unemployed, Laura? Or are you unemployed?
I just got unemployed
a
couple weeks ago. Yeah, with the
do you
virus
have a,
and everything.
Do you have a safety net? Like, do you have unemployment? Do you have savings?
Yeah, I should be getting my first check soon, either this week or next week.
Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead?
Yeah,
Okay, I'm trying to put the best spin on this I possibly can. You know, Michael might have a different perspective, but I don't really tell people not to try to look for work, but this is one of the rare situations where I really don't think this is in your best interest. Now, what I mean by that, don't stop looking, but don't look for work with a sense that you're going to get something because the area you're looking in or whatever, I don't know what your field is, but it's not going to happen. And I don't mean to say that, you know, I'm absolutely 100% right, but that's just what I'm getting. That's what my guides are wanting to convey to you. And the positive thing about that is you get to decide, right? You get to decide if you want to pursue this and just be open-minded about it. But I guess what I'm saying is don't be attached to an outcome. You know, Michael, did you have something? You really wanted to say something.
Yes, I did. And what I was kind of getting the same thing Larry is getting. I'm sorry, Lawrence. Sorry, Lawrence. You know, it's like you should really take your time on this. It's going to be tough for a while. It doesn't feel like something's going to come for a while. And so just really utilize this time, this downtime, for yourself.
And don't take it personally at all.
Exactly.
Because it has nothing to do with you whatsoever.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
I get you'll be okay.
Yeah, me too.
You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Don't let the fear kind of overtake you, you know, and block everything. But just kind of take your time right now looking for a job.
And I think the silver lining, Laura, is there's a part of you that really so strongly identifies with your job or career or whatever, that there's a bit of an attachment there. And my Buddhist friends all say, you know, detachment. And I think there's some lesson in there for you about that to just kind of recalibrate during this time of not doing what you normally do and being distracted by it a little bit and to kind of really sit with that. And even though it's uncomfortable, don't, like Michael said, give into the fear about it. Let it kind of inform you of some really deeper things about yourself, because it's an opportunity. So.
Okay.
All right.
Something to think about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
and like
you.
Michael said, just trust. Trust. The universe has got you. You're in good
trust.
Shape.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck to you.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate
Call us
that.
Again.
All right.
Oh, you're welcome. Uh-huh. Thanks so much for calling
Bye-bye.
And sharing.
Yeah. Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at the end. The show went so quickly.
I know. It was
amazing. Lawrence.
Yeah. Michael.
How can people get hold of you?
By grabbing my hand. Oh, they can't do that now because of the COVID. They can get a hold of me through digital means at GivingTree, all one word, GivingTree@earthlink.net. That's my email. My website is GivingTreeFarm.com. I'm on Facebook at Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And I will even give you my phone number, 541-344-7534. I wear two hats. I work in the psychic realm. I'm a shamanic practitioner, and I'm a certified clinical herbalist. So happy to find new clients. How about you, Mr. Michael?
They can go to my website at michaeljespinoza.com, or you can call me at 562-457-0457. Do you know what we're going to do next week, Lawrence? What our show is going to be?
It's going to be a very mysterious show that I think people need to tune into and be prepared to be completely taken off planet. I think we're going to do some visualization. You know, we need to help people.
Okay,
ground.
Cool.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm getting. What do you think?
We're done.